Today I had the day off from work because today is April the 19th. Now, the reason I have the day off from work is because this was originally the date for the launch of the final launch of Space Shuttle Endeavour. But they moved it, so it's actually now April 29th. But I took vacation time for the last shuttle launch, the STS-133, that got delayed and delayed and delayed over and over and over for about 3 or 4 months, and played a lot of vacation tag with the boss, and always, saying, "Okay, I got to change my vacation time again. I got to change my vacation time again." So this time I just thought, well, I took the vacation time. I'll just keep it and take another vacation day for the other. Or for the new launch date, and instead of playing the old vacation swap and driving my boss crazy, so figured this would be the better thing to do. And I figured, well, since I got the day off, and what do I do? So I figured, hey, I might as well go to Kennedy Space Center. I figured if the launch was canceled for today, that there wouldn't be many people there, and chance to see another astronaut speak, and so I went. Got up a little late, kind of slept in, day off, so needed to catch up on my sleep, and kind of was a little slow getting going. And finally, I took off and got to K Kennedy Space Center, and oh my gosh, it was packed, absolutely, completely packed, like it was a launch day. I don't think the message got out to all the people that, hey, the launch is not today, but like the entire parking lot was like filled when I got there. And usually when I go there, it's maybe a third filled up. So I mean, it was just absolutely packed. And I mean, I figured I was hungry on the way there. I didn't, because it was around lunchtime when I got there, and I thought, well, I could stop to get something to eat. And I was like, I'll just wait till I get there, have something when I grab a quick bite when I'm there. Well, it took like 45 minutes just to get lunch. I mean, the line was just unbelievable for everything. So, needless to say, it didn't quite turn out to be the day I expected there. And I had a bunch of things planned that I was going to do. I was going to take the bus tour again, go back out to the launch pad and see Shuttle Endeavour again, get some more photos and stuff out there. But the bus line was like an hour wait, and I mean, it was just everything was just ridiculous. So I just stayed a little while, saw Fred Gregory. He was the astronaut that was there, saw him speak. Kind of moseyed around a little bit, and tried to do different things that constantly had to deal and fight with lines, and just said, the heck with it, and went home early. So anyway, that was my fun day off from work. But like I said, I did see another astronaut, Fred Gregory. Got a good video of him speaking. But they do in their presentation center there, where they do the astronaut encounter, where the astronaut gets up and does his little, little spiel there. They need to have some more lights on the stage, because like the whole time, every time I go there and see an astronaut speak, they're in the dark. I can understand having the lights down because they've got a slide projector going on with, it helps to be able to see the screens with the imagery on it, but at least throw a light on the guy so you can at least see who's talking. It's like this silhouette up there talking, and it's like that every time. I don't know why they don't at least throw one light on the guy. Anyway, so that's it for me. That was my day, and I will have another boo for you sometime soon.